morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather gets dry, you may have noticed that your lawn is getting a little brown. If you're wondering how best to take care of the lawn through the summer months, especially with the dry weather we've had lately, we have a few tips for you. And of course, more information on caring for your lawn and garden through the summer months is always available at the Extension office or online at extension.iastate.edu. First of all, correct mowing height for the lawn in summer varies depending on the type of grass you have. If you have Kentucky bluegrass, which is very common in Iowa, or any other similar cool season grasses, these thrive during the cool weather of spring and fall, but the hot, dry conditions in summer are a little stressful for these grasses. They should be mowed at a height of 3 to 3.5 inches during the summer, and a height of 2.5 to 3 inches in spring and fall. So if you've been mowing a little bit shorter in the fall and spring months, now with the dry weather we've been having, might be a good time to raise up your mower blade about 1/2 inch to reduce a little bit of the stress on your lawn. The reason for this is the additional leaf area, or taller grass area, during the summer helps shade and cool the crown, or the piece that is connected to the dirt. The higher mowing height also provides more food-producing foliage and promotes deeper root growth, which allows the grass to put down deep roots and get down to some moisture that may be deeper in the soil. When you're mowing the lawn, a good rule of thumb is never to remove more than 1/3 of the total leaf area at any time. Removing more than 1/3 of the leaf area will severely injure the turf grass and reduce the ability to withstand additional environmental stresses, such as this dry weather. So, with that rule of thumb, if you let your lawn get to an average of 4.5 inches in height, then you would want to mow at about 3 inches of mower height. And once again, once the lawn gets back to about 4.5 inches high, make sure you're mowing it again so you're not taking off too much of the blade at any one time. If your lawn is starting to brown up and you're wondering if you should fertilize it, with the dry weather we've been having, the answer is generally no. Fertilizing Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses during the summer months of June, July, and August, but especially a little bit earlier this year with all this hot weather we've been having, is generally not recommended. The best time to fertilize these cool season grasses would be in spring, around April, in mid-September, and again in late October or early November. And remember, a good rule of thumb for fertilizing, do not apply more than 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet in any one application. It may make your lawn look pretty, but it's not doing it any good, and anything above that, you're just wasting money. Now, we get the question that we're getting a lot right now, is do I need to water my lawn in the summer? Basically, the answer to that is it depends on how you want to manage your lawn. You have two basic options when you're confronted with hot, dry weather and you're trying to keep up your lawn. Your first option would be to do nothing and allow the grass to go dormant, and the alternative would be to water the turf grass during dry weather to maintain a green and actively growing lawn. Now, by doing nothing, this doesn't mean that you're killing the lawn off. Many cool season grasses, such as Kentucky bluegrass, will survive for long periods of dry weather. In dry weather, the shoots will stop growing and the plants will go dormant. This is a survival mechanism for turf grass. So while the leaves may have turned brown, the crowns and roots remain alive under the grass for about 4 to 6 weeks without suffering any serious damage. So as soon as we get any rain amount at all, the grass will come back to life relatively quickly. Cool season lawns would be at a risk of dying if they go dormant for more than 6 weeks. So if your grass has been brown for more than 4 to 6 weeks, you may want to apply 1 to 1.5 inches of water in a single application to the lawn to ensure that the roots and crowns below the ground stay healthy and vibrant. If you do this, make sure you water again about 7 days later, and the grass should begin to green up after the second application of water, not the first. So if you notice it isn't greening up the first time you apply water, wait about 7 days and apply water again. If you do decide to water your lawn, make sure you do it properly to ensure a healthy and attractive lawn, and also to conserve water. Again, an inch and a half of water per week is about all that grass needs. It's recommended that you give this to the lawn in one or two quick shots throughout the week, not a little bit at a time. The reason for this is you want the lawn to become well saturated and then soak in and dry out a little bit. This promotes a healthy root growth and encourages the roots to go deep and find moisture. If you water just a little bit every single night, it encourages very lush growth, but it also encourages the roots to grow very shallow and very near the soil surface, which means if there is any heat or drought stress, the grass will die very quickly and will be hardly resilient to any sort of stress at all. So watering about an inch to an inch and a half total per week in one shot, or maybe spaced evenly once or twice throughout the week, is the best option to maintain a healthy, deep-rooted lawn. If you're wondering when, the early morning from 5 to 9 a.m. is the best time to water a lawn, as this will allow the water to soak deeply into the soil without losing water to evaporation. For more information on lawn care and in many other home and garden topics, be sure to stop by the Extension office or give us a call at 243-1132 for Cass County Extension. I'm Kate Olson.